This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and you're listening to the Best of America Tonight.
I've always thought I've been pretty good with people, and I basically have spent a conflict-free life. You know, I'm not a guy that ever got into fights on the street and with the public and everybody.
Wow, O.J. Simpson will be paroled, and how about that? An early release. And it's been nothing but O.J. Simpson all over the tube, all over the airwaves. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, so much else is going on. Because, in a sense, I am connected to the Simpson story before he was in prison, we will start with it. And it is news, and a little newsworthy, but it's crazy to the extent that it's been taken. So he served less than a third of his 33-year sentence, the possible sentence, for armed robbery, easy for me to say. The Nevada Parole Board's decision came, I don't think it's a surprise. He's 70 years old. He had family support. His conduct was fine while he was incarcerated. So, you know, this decision was on all the networks. It was all over the place. There were just tons of media covering it, and it's the level of attention was huge for the hearing. And of course, lots of polling went on before this, and it's interesting because here's the thing: a majority of Americans, white and black, say O.J. Simpson was guilty of the 1994 double murder, of course, of his ex-wife Nicole Brown Simpson and her friend Ronald Goldman. So you would think then, presumably, people would want him to stay behind bars because of the whole justice thing. But in a March poll, only 20% said he should, only 20% said he should be paroled. So at this point in the life of O.J. Simpson, as I was just even reading a column today about this, and I thought, boy, they nailed it. It's more about not movies and football and all that. It's the double murder. It's the association with that, the acquittal, all of it. The parole hearing now being streamed and whatnot. And in October, it'll still be a big deal, too, when he gets out of prison. And who knows where it goes from there. But I'm sure there'll be many, many, many more stories about O.J. Simpson and either going to Florida or, you know, ending up doing whatever he ends up doing. But he's going to be a free man for the first time since 2007 after being arrested for that Vegas robbery that led to him being put in the Lovelock Correctional Center about 100 miles away from Carson City, where the parole board actually convened. And in fact, just a couple of quick hits about this. Connie Bisbee, who is the chairwoman of the parole board, opened the hearing and said Simpson had been classified as low risk on the state's risk assessment form. The hearing lasted 75 minutes before a break. Then Bisbee and three other members of the board returned, cast their votes in favor for granting parole. He said thank you. He talked about a few things, including getting the property back, the memorabilia, etc. And when he left the room and headed back inside the prison, a heavy steel door closed behind him. He clenched his hands and exclaimed, "Oh God, oh, oh, oh." Here's what he said, another little clip of Simpson talking about his property.
The state of California took up the issue of whose property it was. They did an investigation, and they came to the conclusion that it was my property. They turned it over to me. I have it now, you know. So, I mean, it's kind of mind-boggling that they turned over to me property that I'm in jail for trying to retrieve.
Yeah, so there you go. And again, that goes back to the memorabilia and whatnot. There's so much speculation about what Simpson has or doesn't have. I know he does get, at least he will, get $300,000 a year from his pension from the NFL. There was speculation that he was struggling financially. He was worth $10 million in the early 90s, but that was before everything that happened. Legal fees cost him millions of dollars. He sold off tons of properties, including his Florida home, which he ultimately sold for $500,000 in 2014. I mean, how much does he have? Who knows? But he still has that money from a personal pension. He's a Screen Actors Guild pension and an NFL pension, too. Certainly enough money to survive. Let's put it that way. And his friend was there at the hearing, and his friend said, hopefully soon, you know, we're going to be playing golf again. He's very positive. He's been very positive, and that's probably where we'll all end up. And will this be the last of us hearing about O.J. Simpson? I don't think so, because when he's paroled, the day he comes out in October, there'll be massive media coverage of that. And if he violates anything parole-wise, the terms they set out for him, they will certainly throw him back into prison. There is no debate about that. None whatsoever. In the meantime, what's happening in Trumpland, aka Washington, D.C., Donald Trump, the prez, is reshuffling his legal team. That makes big news, venting that his legal team has not done enough to beat back some of these allegations, especially when it comes to Russia. And then conversations about Robert Mueller, who is the lead investigator, and will they replace him? What will happen there? Nothing but questions. There is no definite answers on any of this, and it probably is one of the bigger things to come out of D.C., including the Kushner White House, which is his son-in-law married to Ivanka. What's happening there as far as the Russian connections, and then reports that the White House connection is still being used to attract Chinese investors and whatnot. And then the reaction to John McCain having, having brain surgery and having a brain tumor. And what does that mean? An aggressive form of brain cancer, basically. And people are talking about him making a recovery and reflecting on John McCain at 80 years old, and conversation about his presidential run and his life as a senator and beating back critics and being criticized and being the forerunner in some other areas and, whatnot. I am definitely not in agreement with many things that John McCain has said, but I do believe he has an incredible story. And certainly, every time he gets, knocked around, somebody throws him a punch, he's just unbeatable, unbreakable, it's undeniable. This guy bounces back like no other, right? I mean, he does. He bounces back again and again and again. And that's why a lot of people think even at 80, he will beat what could be a death sentence. Coming up next, on the lighter side, we're taking it to the movies. Our cheap movie review. On the flip side, here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and you're listening to the Best of America Tonight.
The enemy tanks have stopped.
Why?
Why waste precious tanks when they can pick us off from the air like fish in a barrel?
There are 400,000 men on this beach.
Dunkirk.
I'll come back.
There's no hiding from this sun. We have a job to do.
If we go there, we'll die.
From here.
What?
Home.
All right, so Dunkirk, you get the idea, right? World War II, 1940, Germany, blah, blah, blah. Really sad, obviously, because you had air, ground, fire in all directions. British, French forces, troops were just evacuated from the beach. And this looks, it looks really interesting, to be honest. Tom Hardy's in it. Harry Styles is in it. Kenneth Branagh's in it. I think it's going to do really well. Rotten Tomatoes, which is where you it's an aggregate kind of deal where they take the averages from what people are saying about it, got 93%. So if you don't go see it in the movie theater, then it would be one to put on your list for streaming at some point. I would say if you like war movies, this would be one to go and see. Valerian is a movie that I just kind of read about, heard about. Somebody told me about it. I'm going to let you hear a little bit of it.
This mission is a simple in and out. Agent Valerian, you'll be running solo.
I only work with my partner.
Hi.
We're a team. Go.
You're running nearly 20 minutes late.
Yeah, well, time flies when you're having fun.
Of a thousand planets, where for hundreds of years every species has shared their knowledge and their intelligence with each other. It's paradise.
Amazing.
After centuries of peace and prosperity, an unknown force wants to destroy all we have created.
Agents Valerian and Laureline, you have less than 10 hours to find the threat and eliminate it.
Let's get to work.
The whole universe is after us.
We need the two of you to be the guardians of our future.
You sure you know you're doing it?
Valerian, trust me.
I'm a Kremlin.
Your destiny is in your hands.
I taught him how to do that.
Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets has really gotten some pretty high praise, including from Peter Jackson, who says it's magical, it's enchanting. Clive Owen is in it, Ethan Hawke is in it, and it is maintaining order through the human territories. So it is fantasy, if you like, and it will get play. I think a lot of teens will go and see that movie. And finally, here's our last one. Check it out. It's called The Midwife.
Bonjour, voilà, je suis à la recherche d'Antoine Breton. Bonjour. Je me demandais si vous n'étiez pas sa fille. Je suis Béatrice Obolewski.
C'est toi?
Entre! Tu vas te demander ce que je fous là, hein? Whisky? Tu as quel âge maintenant?
49 ans.
Oh là là. T'as toujours fait un petit peu plus que ton âge, remarque. Hein? Qu'est-ce que tu fais maintenant?
T'as l'air sérieuse.
Je suis sage-femme.
Ça doit être merveilleux de voir naître tous ces bébés.
Francis, tu me fais une omelette avec des frites et un verre de vin rouge.
T'es comme ton père, toi. Pas une goutte d'alcool.
So everybody knows is oui, a little bit here and there. I used to have a French pen pal. And The Midwife is about a woman who is a tightly wound midwife who forms an unlikely friendship with Beatrice, her late father's free-spirited mistress, because, you know, they all have mistresses in France. Though polar opposites, the two women come to rely on each other after Beatrice reveals that she has brain cancer. Martin Provost, he was the director of this. He wrote the screenplay. He's very famous in France. Catherine Deneuve, who many of you might be familiar with, is one of the lead actresses in this. And then there are some other French actors and actresses in it. And it actually, for foreign films, and of course it would have, you know, the obligatory translation, if you went to go and see it in an art house, it got 90% on Rotten Tomatoes. So scored pretty high as far as that's concerned. But you have to be one of those people that's willing to, you know, to read the movie, basically. Andy, our technical maestro for this, do you go to foreign films?
Sometimes. We have a theater in Minneapolis. Yeah.
Yeah, you like it, right?
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah, I do, too. I like art houses. So you just have to be willing to do that. It's kind of like if you went to an opera. If you go to an opera at the Met in New York City, and it's mind-blowing, seriously, if you like opera like I do, because my mom did, but if you don't, because I'm always willing, listen, I'm willing to try anything, you all know that. But even if it was just a first-time thing and you went, you would see the words, you can have them translated into any language, and they're right there in front of you. So there is something to that. It's a drama. It's an hour and 57 minutes called The Midwife. If you do go to the movies, any of the movies that are out now, and you write a cheap movie review, send it to me at americatonight.net. Click on contact. That's how you can do it, and I'll send you a copy of one of my books. Forbes Books at Bedtime. Coming up next, Mo the Man is our guest.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and you're listening to the best of America Tonight.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Wow, what a guest we have now. I'd love to get him on the court for a game of horse, and I guarantee Greg Stebbin has no idea what horse or pig or any of that is.
I know what horse is.
You do?
I just never get to H.
I'm so shocked by that. Jamal Crawford from the Clippers one time had a little game of horse with me. He whipped me in 2 seconds, and I think it was pretty funny. I think our next guest, Maurice Mo Evans, would do the same thing. I think many of you listening who are sports fans would recognize Mo Evans most recently with the Washington Wizards, and of course has quite a career as a retired American professional basketball player. Like I said, most recently with the Wizards. Sorry about that. I thought the Wizards were going to go the distance, maybe. And he also was a VP of the NBA Players Association. Mo, thanks so much for joining us.
No, thank you for having me. And, you know, it's a great intro, especially even concerning, my man, just lost his train of thought, but he said he beat you in a horse. I mean, we play, he's probably one of the best shooters that I've ever played with and against. So it's just crazy to see how many shots he can make in a row. We used to shoot together when we both played for the Hawks. And it's just crazy to see, like, how consistently he can shoot the ball.
Yeah, no kidding. And like I said, for people who don't know, Jamal Crawford, you think even just a couple years ago, Sixth Man Award, he deserved that. I mean, he has what they call Mo right eyes. I think he can see all over the place on that floor.
But the thing for me is just like how calm, cool, and collected he is. I mean, I remember there was a game when we played for the Hawks and we were playing against the Suns. We were down 2, and Coach drew up a play, and the play was for him. But I remember he was talking to somebody else, like during the, while Coach was on the play. And Coach was like, "Hey, Jamal, you paying attention?" And he's like, "Yeah, yeah, yeah." And he's like, you know, goes out there and he shoots a 3-pointer, and we only needed 2, and he hit it, and we won the game. And then he went back and finished the conversation, like, immediately after. And I was like, man, this is another year that I don't think, you know, most people recognize. So that's my Jamal story. But JC is one of the most consistent guys. He's a really good guy. Obviously has a long tenure in the league and deservingly so with all the great 4-pointers that he's made and, you know, the 6-man awards. I mean, he's great in the community. So, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You played for a bunch of teams, not just Washington and Atlanta, Orlando in the mix too, the Lakers, obviously. Did you have a favorite coach of all the people that you played for?
Interestingly, my favorite coach actually is the head assistant for the San Antonio Spurs, Ettore Messina. He was just fantastic. He actually coached me when I played in Europe. The 2 years I played in one for Treviso, Benetton Treviso, and he was my head coach there. He actually coached Manu Ginobili the year before. He's now been a long-time assistant in the NBA, but he's absolutely my favorite coach. And obviously, prior to that, Phil Jackson was a great coach. I had Flip Saunders. The late Flip Saunders was definitely one of my favorites in terms of I've had him three times in my career, Minnesota, Detroit, and Washington. So it was great to see his progression throughout his career. Me coming in as a rookie and then obviously seeing him before his, you know, before he trying to transition out of here, he was just one of the best offensive coaches I've ever been around.
You know, it's interesting, Mo, hearing you talk about coaches you played with, and you know, we can get a flavor of the influence of them on your life. I'm curious, you know, when you retired in 2012, you kind of lose this or leave. I'm speculating that you kind of leave this world that's designed to have you play at your best, and all of a sudden, I guess you're out on your own. Is that right? And what was that like for you?
Yeah, the transition is very difficult for a lot of players, and I was probably one of the more seasoned players in terms of I have multiple investments. I have a lot of business acumen. It's one of the reasons that I was one of the only players who was involved in every aspect of the labor negotiations. You know, I really my knowledge of the sports business significantly increased during that process. But at the same time, so many players lack transitional skills. And so we're all suited to be basketball players. We heavily invest in that. We work out multiple times a day. We eat right. We do all these different things related to our specific sports. And this is all professional athletes. But even with a degree like I had, you don't have any direct experience. So as you're transitioning out, it's difficult to go find something unless you go into being an analyst or a coach or a GM or one of those, you know, niche jobs that so many athletes are vying for and jockeying for as they transition out. It's really difficult to see guys transition out. So that's one of the reasons that we started the company that we have, Every Level of Success, trying to help athletes better transition.
Yeah, and don't you think, Mo, I mean, what a great thing, because you're right. I've seen this over the years that I've covered sports, what happens when somebody gets out, and you nailed it. If they're not going into the business of sports where they're an analyst and they're on one of the big networks or they're doing coaching or GM or whatever, all of a sudden, what are they doing? So when you get a hold of somebody, no matter what the sport is, take us through that process. How does that work?
Well, the first thing that we do is we obviously we kind of help them redefine what success looks like for them. Because, again, we talk about it in terms of something that we feel like is applicable to them is we speak about their winning space. Like everybody knows that, again, your winning space is essentially your calling in life. And the thing that's interesting is most people, your winning space is only still seasonal. So most of these guys were in their winning space for 10 years, 15 years. It depends on however long they played. But now they have to be able to transition and take all of the uncommonalities, the skills, the experience, the relationships that they all accumulated in that sport, you know, in that winning space, and now transition them into the next spot. So we help them redefine success first and foremost. Then we connect them to our 360 service provider network. The individuals who are experts in whatever area of life they're going to need that support in. For example, most of the individuals, one of the most challenging things they have transitioning, even as it relates to their skill sets and finding another job, most of those guys have liquidity. So it's not like they don't have they got financial concerns. But the challenge is because they've been so vested in their sport, now they're expected to come transition as a father as well and as a husband. And so now you want to wake up and go expect Kobe Bryant to start taking his kids to school. Shortly after retiring and now going on date nights and doing all these different things. He's used to going to the gym. He's used to getting on the road, getting on the plane and doing all these different things, but they don't have that excuse anymore. So most of the guys in the NBA, NFL, et cetera, the next transition, the most difficult thing they experience is divorce. Mm-hmm. And then half their assets are gone, and now the earning potential relative to the sport is at its lowest point. Now it damages their overall brand, and it's just like a downward spiral for most people that they don't ever recover from.
I guess my question for you, Mo, and we're talking with Mo Evans. He's the president and CEO of Every Level of Success. The website is everylevelofsuccesscompany.com. And, of course, you know him from playing for the Washington Wizards, Atlanta, Orlando Magic, the LA Lakers, now having this company called Every Level of Success. You mentioned early on that you, in a sense, had an advantage as a player because you had a much broader business set of experiences. How did you know to pursue the business side of your life at the same time you were playing when so many players don't know to do that?
Well, I've always been an entrepreneur at heart. My father was an entrepreneur. He was a master plumber. He owned his own business the entire time when I was in high school growing up. And yeah, it was not the most scalable business at the time. It was very much a mom and pop, and you know, I kind of seen him and you know, go through that struggle, but it was something that I was always passionate about, was business, especially sports business and sports technology. And unfortunately, I learned a lot of tough lessons at my own expense. And it was, you know, when I retired that I said, I can't keep learning these lessons, you know, in real time. I have to be able to accelerate my learning curve some way. That's when I started writing the book. And I also wanted to stop other athletes from putting our money, you know, one of the things that you learn is you can put money, for example, in an investment in a company, but one of the most difficult things I've seen is getting that money back, generating the return. And so most of the time I would put $500,000 in a company, and then I find myself having to go work for that same company to help them generate a return or scale their business model. So now all of a sudden, not only am I an investor, but I'm essentially paying to have a job that's unpaid, and then help them scale the model because they don't have the relationships that I had. So I just learned a lot just through trial and error. And now I'm a lot more seasoned as an investor, and I work with a lot of other athletes as they make those decisions and help them to kind of pinpoint things and challenges to look for.
Yeah, do you think a lot of athletes get trapped that same way where their entourage or people that have been around them hit them up for money and have ideas about businesses, and then they don't know how to really run the business they started, and they're coasting on your connections? And, boy, that is deadly, isn't it?
It is, and it's challenging because just like any person in business, period, you do business with people you like, you know, and you trust.
Right.
Unfortunately, the people that athletes like, know, and trust don't have much more knowledge or skills concerning some of the businesses that they go in. And that's why, you know, even the comments about LeBron James's crew, at least LeBron has helped them get direct experience in those related fields so that they can now be educated and be qualified to handle those certain, you know, business opportunities or manage, you know, opportunities for him, period. And that's one thing you can give him credit for, because LeBron James is probably one of the best I've seen do it. I've seen Magic Johnson has done a great job transitioning. Junior Bridgman has done a great job. Chauncey Billups is now doing a really great job in terms of managing both the business and the transitional process. So there's a couple names that I've seen have done it well. Jamal Mashburn is another one who's done it extremely well. So there's a few of the athletes who have really transitioned, you know, very, very well.
Mo, we just have a minute or two, and this is, of course, on a radio feature called Forbes Books at Bedtime, so we have to ask, what keeps you up at night?
What keeps me up at night is just nothing, really. I have a lot of peace. I get great sleep. I'm not a warrior because I'm really trusted. I'm really rooting, but if there were something to keep me up, it's just reaching my fullest potential. I have a lot of opportunities, and I have a lot of different skill sets and experience, and just making sure that I'm living my best life and living it for myself and for my family, as opposed to giving the best of my time to everything else and then just living life with my leftover time. So that's something that's very important to me.
Love it. You sleep well at night. Mo Evans, President and CEO of Every Level of Success. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you all. Have a great day.
You too.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the benefits of supplementing with whey protein for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends protein shakes like the ones available through the Suzanne Division of Longevity.
Whey is ridiculously important. In fact, next to human mother's milk, whey protein is the most nutrient-dense food. The two major proteins in cow's milk, casein and whey. The whey part of milk contains growth factors and immune-stimulating factors, building the immune system. You're talking about cancer. The body has cancer fighters built into it. The body has molecules and entities that kill cancer. Those are part of the immune system.
To build and support your immune system, order the protein shakes from the Suzanne Division of Longevity. Available in chocolate and vanilla. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebib.com. That's brightsidebib.com. Order today.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
This is Kate Delaney, and you're listening to the best of America Tonight. Once again, and I say this all the time, I have no great cliche for this other than to say when if I were to walk into a room and see the physical mail from all the email that we get, it's the most I've ever received in any show, so bravo to you. If you have a great story, you want to share something in your area, what's happening in your hood, or you just want to vent, or you want to talk about something we've talked about on the air, do it. Go to AmericaTonight.net, click on Contact, and bada bing, you are in, my friends. Let's go to our first one. This one is from Tolly, who says, Kate, I was listening to the show the other night, and I laughed out loud listening to you and Nathan talking about the bingo thing, and I can't even remember what the other parts of it are. It's fruits and nuts, shredded, and bingo, so I'll just throw that in. And she goes on to say that some of those stories were unbelievable to me, and I think that's why you do that segment, because I think it's so darn funny when you're talking about some of these very strange and crazy things. And I wanted to add some craziness to that. You were saying a story about the eels maybe a couple days ago. I don't even know if that was in the Nathan segment, about the eels and how slippery it was all over the road. And how they flew out of the crate. One time I was behind on the 101 in California, and I was behind a truck, and the truck had fish, and the fish, they hit the car in front of them, and the fish flew all over the highway. They had to close the highway down, clean it up, and it was just a complete nightmare. And it's not a fishy story. I was only a few cars behind, and it was really, really sad stuff. Yeah, I mean, of course, you know, we're humans. We transport things, and then people have accidents, and whatever it is they're transporting, it can be disastrous, it can be ugly, it can be a nightmare, and it can close down highways, just depending. But especially fruits, we've heard stories like that, fruits and vegetables, animals, that kind of stuff. You know, it's funny, I should have a segment on this once in a while, but I was with my mother the first time she came to visit me when I was in Dallas, and Dallas is a metropolitan city for people from all over the place. But I was with her, and we were talking about things to do in the city, and we were in the city, and somebody had had an accident, and it wasn't serious, but there were cattle in the... they were hauling cattle, just a couple of them, and they walked out of the back of the truck, and you had cattle walking through the traffic right in front of our eyes. I don't think I've ever, well, pretty close to the most I've ever laughed in my life. And as I'm telling her how Dallas is like any other city, it's not cowboys and that kind of stuff anymore. I mean, yeah, it's people from all over, and it's not what people stereotype it as. And there you go. There was this giant cattle, there were a whole bunch of them, maybe three or so, walking through the cars. It was just the craziest darn thing. So if anything odd has been flung at you or thrown across the highway when you're driving and you want to share, go to that address, americatonight.net, click on contact. All right, let's go to this one. This one is from Crash, who says, Kate, boy, this whole thing with healthcare, it is so disconcerting. I'm a Republican, but I am open to conversations with anyone. I love that you're the voice of reason. Don't let anyone ever talk you into not being the voice of reason. You may have some conservative ideas, and you may have some more liberal ideas. It sounds like you're such a smart woman, and I love the fact that you're the voice of reason, and I agree with you. Why is it that we can't get back to a table where we can behave like civilians and try to figure it out? Maybe there is no way to bridge the gap, but there has to be some way to agree on some of what's going on in healthcare. I always like your analogy of pull out your wallet or go in your purse and look at your health card, and do you know what it really represents? And who wouldn't want to say that everybody should just have decent healthcare? Well, exactly. Access to decent healthcare. It shouldn't be that hard, but it seems to be. I'll never forget this. When I took the show to Ireland, some of you might remember that. Dan in Texas was around then. Izzy was around then. It was just one of the greatest thrills of my life. And the people in Ireland were so great to us. I remember being in a cab going back to the airport, and for some reason, the driver said to me, "You're an American." "Uh-huh." And he said, "Oh, I like things about America, and I've been here, and I've been there, and I've been in the West, and I've been in the South." And he said how he had gone to different parts of the country, and he really liked our people, he called them. But he said, "You are barbaric when it comes to the way you treat each other with your health." And I was so taken aback by that, like, wow, this was right before all that healthcare stuff. And he said, "You know, my kids break their arm, something happens, I'm not worried about their treatment. I know they're going to get good, consistent treatment." And then I started to kind of argue with him a little bit. And then I started to think about it. Yes, Ireland is a smaller country, but darn it, he's right. You know, why can't we all have access? There's got to be a way to manipulate the system that it can serve everybody, right? Could this be the one area? And it is difficult, and it is cumbersome, and it is complicated, just like the president said. He didn't realize, yes, it's complex. It seems like a simple idea. Just like I'm saying, why can't it work out? Doesn't make sense. All right, let's go to another one. This one is from Chris, who says, Kate, I just thought I would tell you this. I know you've had a few people in the past, like Frank Shamrock on the show, talking about marijuana. And did you see that Colorado has harvested $500 million in taxes and fees since they legalized recreational pot? Do you think more states will be willing to do that? Because imagine the money they could raise there. Maybe that could help offset costs of something else that they can't get to. I think it's complicated. I think there's a lot of states that will drag their heels and don't want to have that. You know, Colorado was the first state to legalize it, so its market has been there the longest. And other entrepreneurs and lawmakers in other states are looking at this as kind of their so-called measuring stick. And the revenues and the taxes have gone up every single year. Now, Colorado has spent most of that money on schools. Smaller parts of it have gone to drug prevention and treatment programs and regulating the marijuana industry. So you know the state applies a 2.9% sales tax to the sales plus license and application fees. Recreational marijuana also known as adult use, is taxed more aggressively. In addition to the sales tax of 2.9%, the state charges an excise tax of 15% and a special sales tax of 10%, plus license and application fees. So that's where they're getting all that money, and that's what they're doing with it. I mean, good for them that that's what they're where they're using it. Alaska opened its market in October last year. Nevada just started selling recreational marijuana on July 1st. California, Maine, Massachusetts, and D.C. have also legalized recreational marijuana, but retail sales have not begun. And, of course, medical marijuana is available, as I was just reading on CNN, and to make sure I was right on that, in 29 states. It's still going to be a slow go because of the arguments of, is it a gateway drug? What else does that entail? How's the regulation going in Colorado? What are the other problems associated with it? I guess let's put it that way, right? Here's one from David who says, Kate, did you see this? I was thinking of you. I know your satellite facility, as you call it, is in the Dallas area. How about Dallas hiring their first female police chief? Yes, this just happened. The woman's name is, the police chief is Renee Hall. And what this police chief is a 19-year veteran of a force was in Detroit, a deputy police chief, and is going to be the first female chief in Dallas. The position, of course, became open when Chief David Brown retired in October, a few months after what happened, the five officers that were killed in a downtown ambush. So this is pretty big. This is very significant. A proven leader, great background. It's interesting, and has the chops, certainly. So that's the key. Hire the right person, male or female, and she does have the right background and has been in that secondary role for a long time in Detroit. So I can see how the choice was made. All right, we move from that. Kudos to Dallas. We move from that to this one from Rick, who says, wow, Kate, I heard you talking about John McCain and a snarky comment from your pal Dan in Texas. Shame on him. I don't always agree with McCain, like you said, but no reason to wish the man ill. The brain cancer diagnosis is awful. I agree. It's terrible. And it's aggressive, they're saying. So lots of Republican senators, lots of Democratic senators, you know, people coming out and saying, of course, they support John McCain. Cancer picked the wrong person. He's a fighter. It's sad. He's 80 years old. Any diagnosis like that is terrible. I mean, of course. And you go back and you think of McCain and Sarah Palin in 2008. Wow. And, you know, he just went through the reelection process. So, my goodness. Pretty rough. It's a rough diagnosis for anyone. All right, thanks so much for sending me your thoughts and for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.